All right. Somebody sent me an email and I was thinking about it. The secret to understanding what's going on is knowing that every day is a repeat. Every day is the same day. So let's say I think about a flower, a red flower or something, or a red car or whatever. The red car has to appear the next day. Let's say the next day I think about a blue car, then the blue car has to appear. It's always a reflection, and it's always related to your state of being. If you get your inner man state, stable, everything around you will be stable. People think it's a miracle, but, and I guess it is a miracle because of God's creation is a miracle. But each moment is the same truth, and each hour is the same truth. And so if each moment, each hour, then each day is the same truth. You're just repeating over and over the same stuff over and over. The purpose is to bring you back to source, resource, human resource department, right? Why do you think the businesses have resource departments? Because they're bringing you back to source, resourcing you. The only way they could understand science, like physics and chemistry and all that stuff, is because everything's repeating every day. If the data was different every day, you couldn't learn anything. That's why that one guy who teaches programming, the guy's name's Derek Beans, he teaches any programming language and he can learn any language because they're all the same. At the root, the same concepts, you know. The only way you're going to see it is get off by yourself for a while and cut off the noise. You got to cut the noise off to see it, because it's the distractions are taking you off your track. Distract. T-R-A-C-T is track. Distraction is to take you off your track. You just repeat the same thing over and over and over and over. You eat every day, you sleep every day, you go to work every day, you pay your bills every day. It's all a repeat. When I talk, I sound kind of mad. I'm not mad. I'm just mad. I'm just frustrated that they didn't tell us that the devil's tried to distract us. It's just frustrating. It's so obvious. Once you see it, it's like you want to wake everybody up and shake them. So it doesn't matter if it's a machine, human, a plant, an animal. It's all a repeat. Go talk to somebody you used to know a long time ago. They still talk the same, most likely, unless they've grown. They still talk about the same stuff they used to talk about. Now, that's ridiculous. They don't ever grow out of it because they're around people that reinforce that pattern, you know. If you work with people, they do and say the same stuff every day. They can't stop. Doesn't even the demons, but the demons follow. Everything follows after Christ and what he did on the cross. But the demons do it in an anti. So the unsaved, they say karma's going to get you. The Bible says you reap what you sow. Everything's a repeat over and over and over and over. You can see it in the weather. You can see it in the clouds. You can see it in history. You can see it in the constellations. You can see it everywhere. As you're driving down the road, you have to have patterns to even function. Driving down the highway, telephone poles, everything repeats over and over and over and over. Now, you can do something good about it. I mean, you can actually experiment and insert let's say I want to insert something into tomorrow. I'm not playing God. I'm just being a farmer, being a spiritual farmer. If you put seed, watermelon seed in the ground, you get watermelon. So if you put spiritual thoughts in today, they're going to appear tomorrow. I can paint a picture. I've actually done this like 3 or 4 times. I can paint a picture with some acrylic paint. It could be a woman with blue hair. A woman with blue hair will show up the next day. It doesn't matter what it is. It doesn't matter if I just do words. I can paint. I can draw. I can just write down the words on a piece of paper. I can think it. I can gaze upon it in my imagination. It has to appear. It has to. It's not a maybe. Because really, you're just repeating the same day. It feels like another day, but you started creating a pattern, and that pattern appears because it's really the same day. In other words, if I pick up a tennis ball, well, that tennis ball, I picked it up today, or I thought about it, or grabbed one, or bought one, or whatever. It has to appear tomorrow. Now, why doesn't it appear the next day? Or maybe it does appear for 2 days, or the next day. Because what you focus on, or what you gaze upon, appears. And so it's like a story. It's like a dream. So if you're focused on one thing, it's going to appear. But if you're focused on 1,000 things, all those different things have to they're vying for attention. If you have 1,000 thoughts, it's like those thoughts, each one of those things is trying to appear. It's too many. If you have one thought that's your primary, that's going to appear. But even those 1,000 thoughts, they're all going to appear, but they're not going to appear exactly like you thought. In other words, that's the weird thing about this. It doesn't appear just like out of nowhere. It appears in a storyline. It appears like somebody writing a movie or a musical or a story. So let's say I pick up some apples. I go to the grocery store, pick up some apples. The apples might appear at work. It might, a neighbor might bring them, or it might show up in a comment. It doesn't always appear like you expect it, because it's like a storyline. But it will appear, because every day is the same. And what you focus on this day, it has to appear tomorrow. Now, if you refocus on something else the next day, it appears again. That other thing appears. But if you stay focused on the same thing, it keeps appearing. I don't know how to explain it. So if you focus on something different, that thing will start to appear. It's patterns. You're creating patterns in life, you know? And so you create these patterns. And so you create these patterns in life. It's like leaving a memory behind. Like as you get older. So let's say you created a pattern when you were younger about, let's say you created a pattern 10 years ago where you were doing some kind of, you were riding a bicycle every day, right? So 10 years ago, you used to ride a bicycle every day for 6 months. When you go, you've created a memory, you created a pattern, you created a copy. And so 10 years later, all of a sudden the bicycle you rode 10 years ago will appear out of nowhere. Why? Because you created that image, you created that appearance, and you started focusing on other things, but sometimes those things just come back. It's like a cycle, a 1-year cycle, 5-year cycle, 10-year cycle, whatever. You actually see it happening right now. We actually, with the economy, it went back to 1918. It went back to 1928. Then it went back to the 1960s. You actually see it happening right now. You see a 10-year cycle with the stock market. You've put stuff into the earth, seeds into the earth, the spiritual reality that we're in. And those seeds have to appear. If you're filling it with new thoughts, new ideas, new concepts, new things, then new stuff will appear, but the old stuff's still trying to appear. But if you change your identity and you get your new identity, the stuff that used that appears, don't it, that you don't like, you've sowed seed stuff you do like. That other stuff don't have to mean anything. You sowed new seeds that you like. You got rid of the bad seed. But see, that's how the devil works. He's like an AI program. He brings up the bad seed, right? He wants you to live in the bad, not the good. But if you sow good patterns, you get good patterns back. Because it's like a memory. It's like a, like somebody said on one of their videos, it's like a clone of yourself. Your memories, you're cloning your memories. But you can actually put new memories in. But you don't have to, and see, a lot of times people are trying to put memories in your world that's of them. But you don't want their memories. You want your own memories, or you don't want their world. You want to introduce your own memories, your own thoughts, your own ideas, your own plans. Because when other people start controlling your thoughts, then you become a slave to them. And so as you educate yourself and you actually get into deep meditation, you actually see this stuff happening all the time. It's not happening just to one person. It's happening to everybody. It's happening 24/7, 7 days a week. It's always happening. It's a trip, to be honest with you.